I'm Kelly Catrava with your weekly update from KBIA's Faith and Values Desk. It's been about 1 month since a fire destroyed the only mosque in Joplin. Members of the Islamic Society of Joplin and the interfaith community there are picking up the pieces. Imam Lakhmuddin kneels in front of a charred filing cabinet at what used to be the Joplin Mosque. He scrapes out what's left in one of the drawers. Melted coins and blackened flakes of dollar bills.
We need to make an inventory of what we lost. So at least some paper that will give us a proof that we have this stuff.
Scorched pages of books and remnants of prayer rugs can be seen poking out from under a pile of brick and ash. The mosque was burned down before daylight on August 6th, during the holy month of Ramadan. Lakhmuddin was up early preparing a meal before the day's fasting began. As the leader of the Islamic community, he got a call from the sheriff's department around 4 in the morning. He went straight to the mosque.
I cannot say anything, cannot do anything. Then I tried to call other members of the board to notify them about what's going on. And when I saw there's no hope the building can be saved, so I left to eat my breakfast. And because cannot do anything.
The FBI is still investigating the cause of the fire. Earlier in summer, on July 4th, someone tried to set fire to the roof. That incident is still under investigation, too. There's another destruction that underscores life in Joplin, the tornado that tore through the town in the spring of 2011. The mosque wasn't in the tornado's path, but the tornado prompted a few gatherings among people of different faiths. Mark Statler, a pastor at St. Paul's United Methodist Church, says after the unity the tornado created, the fire came as a blow.
In some ways, it kind of shattered this illusion that we were this strong, unified, all on the same page kind of community.
He's glad to see a positive community response to the fire. His congregation sent cards of encouragement. Another church hosted a dinner. A group of religious leaders took out a full-page advertisement of support in the local newspaper. Jill Michael, pastor at South Joplin Christian Church, thinks the tornado might have helped shape the response to the fire.
Because the tornado gave us an opportunity to really figure out that race and religion and economics and all of those have places where they matter, but those walls can come down pretty easily.
Speaking of walls, Lakhmuddin says they will build a new mosque, but they don't know what it will look like or where it will be just yet. The Islamic community is receiving financial support from across the country. Donations in an online fundraiser now total more than $400,000. For Columbia Faith and Values, I'm Kelly Catrava.